The text chosen for our consideration this morning comes from Paul's letter to the Philippians, chapter 3, starting with the 7th verse. Whatever was to my profit, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. What is more, I consider everything a loss compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them rubbish, that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness that comes from God and is by faith. These are your words, O Heavenly Father. Therefore, they are the truth. We ask that you would increase our faith through them. Amen. Fellow Christians, possessors of the most valuable treasure imaginable. Sometimes there's a fine line separating treasure from trash. For example, a year and a half ago, when I married my wonderful wife, we began merging all of our possessions into our new home. And as we did so, it became quickly clear that a lot of the stuff that I considered treasure, my wife did not feel the same way about. Prime example was my favorite chair. It was a Lazy Boy recliner from about 1973. It was awesome. When you pulled that lever and kicked your feet up, your head pretty much rested on the floor, and your legs pointed pretty much directly at the ceiling. But it was the most comfortable chair imaginable. Granted, it was pretty ugly and it had leg bolts sticking out of the fabric and it didn't smell great, but I thought it was a treasure. I saw it, from my perspective, it was a treasure that needed to be in our living room. But from my wife's probably more correct perspective, it was trash that needed to be in the dumpster. In Paul's letter, in our text for today, Paul is teaching the Philippians about the difference between trash and treasure. He's teaching them that everything that this world views as precious is trash, but that the righteousness that comes from God and is by faith is the most valuable treasure imaginable. When we think about what this world views as treasure, what comes to mind? According to a recent poll by USA Today, over half of 18 to 25-year-olds say that fame is the number one goal in their life. And we see this everywhere in pop culture too, don't we? People do absolutely ridiculous things to get on reality television or to get millions of views on YouTube. And most Americans believe that they are entitled to their 15 minutes where everyone in the world is looking at them. One person who enjoyed a certain amount of notoriety throughout his life is the author of our text for today, the Apostle Paul. In the verses leading up to our reading, Paul teaches the Philippians and he says that before the Holy Spirit created faith in his heart, he was the Jew's Jew. He was the Pharisee of Pharisees. He was cut from the right cloth. He was made from the right stuff. He had the right parents. He learned from the right people. His zeal for the law knew no bounds. And because of this, he was well-liked. He was well-known and respected in the Jewish community. All the Christians knew him too, but they didn't respect him. They feared him, because he relentlessly persecuted and killed as many of them as he could find. And all this respect and notoriety and fame, Paul tells the Philippians that he cherished it. He saw it as precious. He saw it as profitable, as a treasure. When we look at our old Adam and when we look at what it sees as treasure, we realize the impact that sin has had on us. Our sinful nature doesn't see value in what is good and right and truly precious. Instead, it goes right along with what the world tells us is the ultimate good: pleasure. Whether it's pornography, fornication, drunkenness, fame, money, our old Adam loves to focus on and protect what it finds pleasurable. And Satan and his demons, they work night and day to try and convince you that this stuff is good, it's valuable, that you should hold on to it and protect it, that it's treasure. Brothers and sisters in Christ, this stuff is not treasure. Don't be fooled. It is trash. It is absolute garbage. It's trash because its only purpose is to separate us from our God, to drive a wedge between us and our Lord. It's trash because by giving in to it just once, by holding on to just one tiny piece of garbage, we've fallen short of the perfection that God demands. And we truly do deserve an eternal punishment in hell. Paul writes that everything that he saw as treasure, everything that made him famous and noteworthy, everything that this world views as precious, it's trash. It is absolute junk because it is infected and corrupted and motivated by sin. And compared to the most valuable thing we could ever hope to possess, all the fame and pleasure and money that this world offers, we have to view it as a loss. There are so many reality shows these days about finding treasure buried in trash. American Pickers is a great example of this, where two men dig through people's barns and sheds packed with antiques, accumulated over decades, in hopes of finding a treasure. Imagine on one of these episodes that these two men, while digging through piles of trash, found an item that was able to grant immortality. How much money do you think someone would be willing to pay for a cure for death? And what's so unbelievably amazing is that you already have in your possession something that is so much more valuable than this. You have the gift of righteousness through faith in Christ Jesus. And it's so much more valuable because it doesn't just grant immortality. It grants eternal life in a place that is so incredibly wonderful that our brains can't even understand the concept of it. So in our text for today is Paul saying that in order to grab onto this treasure, in order to take it for ourselves, we have to throw away all the garbage in our life. We have to obey what God commands and choose to cling to Him. No way. He's saying the exact opposite. He tells us that the righteousness that he possesses, it doesn't come from obeying what God commands us to do. He spells it out when he says, "Not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness that comes from God and is by faith." And notice what Paul stresses here, faith. He says it's a righteousness through faith from God by faith. He stresses it because he knew that it was only through the faith created by the Holy Spirit. Then when God looked down at Paul, he didn't see his sin. Instead, he saw the perfect obedience of Christ. He saw the innocent, all-atoning blood of the Lamb covering up all of Paul's spiritual trash. Paul makes sure to emphasize that he didn't earn this. It was given to him freely by faith. It wasn't because of the works he had done. It was in spite of them. The same blood of the Lamb that covered up all of Paul's spiritual trash covers up your spiritual trash too. Through the faith created by hearing God's powerful word and through the cleansing waters of baptism, the righteousness of Christ is credited to you. God looks at you and he doesn't see garbage. He sees a treasure that he cannot wait to bring home to him in his heavenly kingdom. So when we look at this whole situation from Paul's perspective, through the eyes of faith, we see that he is absolutely right. The most valuable thing in this world is not money or fame, and certainly not sinful pleasure. It's the righteousness that comes from God and is by faith. Faith in Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Because it is through this faith by grace that we're saved. And knowing this, as people who were trash but are now seen by our God as treasure, it's our desire to throw away all the garbage that separates us from Him and to cling to that precious gift of faith, to protect it by living every day in the Word of Christ, by returning daily to our baptism through repentance, and by uniting with our Savior in Holy Communion. Because we know that when we unite with Christ, we unite with Him in His death, and we also unite with Him in His resurrection. So we are guaranteed that on that last day, we'll wake up with glorified bodies, and we will enter a paradise where we'll be with our Lord forever. What greater treasure could there possibly ever be? Amen. Please rise. Let us pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, we praise and thank you that you sent your Son to live a perfect life on our behalf and to suffer and shed his blood as payment for all our spiritual trash. In that gift, you have offered the greatest treasure we could ever hope to possess. Even more than this, Lord, through your word and sacraments, you have created the faith in our heart necessary to receive this treasure. In response to such great a gift, Enable us and help us to cast off the trash in our lives, which serves only to separate us from you, and instead to cling to and protect, through the use of your means of grace, the treasure of faith you have so graciously and freely granted us. We pray this through Christ's saving name. Amen.
Shine on you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.